Bank of Cardiff. This is Sam.
Sam, this is Salima with A to C Unlimited. I think you just called me a few minutes ago.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Salima. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Hey, good. Yeah, I was giving you a call. We got your web registration. Did you have a few minutes to talk right now?
I do.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Okay, so, first to start things off, just a couple quick basic questions to confirm, what we have on file here. What is the name of your business that you're with?
It is A2C Unlimited LLC.
Oh, okay. Perfect. All right. And then we have your address as 3317 Wood Meadow Parkway in Raleigh?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. And then what is the best number to reach you on? Is it the cell phone?
You can call the cell phone. The best one to call first will be 984-232-9097.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. And then I have an email address as a2cunlimited@gmail.com.
That's right.
Okay. Nice. All right. And is it an LLC business structure over there?
That's correct.
Okay. And how long have you been in business?
We got our DOT number back in 2014. I believe it was December 2014. And we bought our first truck in November of 2015. We started hauling in December of 2015 and got our MC in the end of December. So,
okay.
Actively with a truck back in November, but we started everything back in 2014.
I gotcha. Okay. All right. So, now to get into it, we do have a lot of different programs. It kind of depends on what your specific needs are. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking for, and I'll, try to point you in the right direction.
Well, our goal this year is to get 10 trucks. We bought a truck. We have two that we've purchased so far, and looking to expand. We actually are partnering with some other people and getting some more trucks as we speak.
Okay.
But we want to see what you all could do. We receive your paperwork in the mail.
Okay, perfect. All right, so we're primarily looking to bring on some more trucks. The goal is 10. Did you have an idea of, how much you wanted to do over, any specific amount of time?
Well, what we've done so far, the first one we got in November, the second one we got in the end of March. And so it's been about a 4-month span in between. But what we're noticing is that each adding another truck, it boosts our income. And so that will allow us to possibly get two at a time.
Yeah, to kind of accelerate it a little.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. How much have you seen that it does boost your income? What type of return are you seeing?
Each truck can bring in about $20,000 a month. $10,000 of that. Well, our first truck took care of a lot of things, and so we really didn't see a big income from that. But from this second truck, $10,000 left to count as income. And
okay.
What we found is that one truck's income could run four trucks.
Oh, all right. I see. Okay. Now, are they all the same type of truck?
No, they're not. The first one was a 2012 International, or is a 2012 International. The second one is a 2013 International, but we're looking at a Kenworth and a Freightliner right now.
Okay. And do you know how much those cost?
$32,000 was one of them. Pretty much around that $30,000 is what we've been able to see. Our second truck was $30,000. Our first truck was $52,000. So
okay.
We've been able to see a few of them around the $30,000.
Okay. All right, I gotcha. All right. And you said you're looking at two of them now. Do you have the specific trucks picked out from a vendor, or are you still kind of shopping around?
We're still shopping, but I do have the VIN numbers for a list of a few trucks that we have to pick from.
Oh, okay.
Depending on what's left. So
gotcha.
We do have VIN numbers.
Okay. All right. Now, the trucks that you're looking at now, are they from the same vendor that you picked the first two up from?
No, actually, the company, well, one truck, the first truck, we're not looking at any from that dealership, but the second truck we purchased from White's International, and we are looking at a Kenworth from White's International, and then the second truck is actually our trailer finance company has just got into another program, and they are selling trucks. So they're not our trailer dealer, but mm-hmm. they're the trailer finance company, and they're selling trucks now. So
I see.
Are doing business with them with two of our trailers, and would be doing business with them with the trucks.
Okay. All right. So let's say, if everything does fall into place, how soon were you looking to bring the trucks on?
As soon as possible.
Okay. I gotcha.
As soon as everything goes through, then we'll be ready to move.
All right. Okay. So just a couple, quick questions to see, where you'll fall in here. What are you guys tracking to do for yearly gross revenue?
Yearly gross revenue.
It can even just be a ballpark number, too.
Looking to do about $500,000 for the year right now with what we have right now.
Okay. Nice. And are you the 100% owner?
No, I'm the 51% owner.
51, okay. All right. And is the rest of it just one person at 49?
Yes.
Okay.
My partner, Terry.
Terry, okay. Cool. Yeah. And then how about as far as your personal credit goes? How's that looking? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
It's not too good right now anymore. We actually were applying, and it looks like those inquiries brought it down some. And then something else. There's some things that were up there already personally. And so we were wanting to explore getting into the business financing, and I don't know how that works.
Yeah, there's, still, to give you an idea, there's still a lot of different programs here that we're trying to narrow down to see what you're going to fit in. Most of the programs, any of the loans that you take are going to go directly on the business credit, not on the personal credit. Personal credit will come into play as far as getting you approved for some of them. For others, it's a little less of an issue. So do you have any idea of maybe a ballpark for where the score is on your credit score? Are you
mine is probably about 550 and Terry's is probably about 520. He's just starting to build his credit.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I gotcha.
Both of the other credits are in my name though, and trailers are in my name. So we were able to actually get it approved with other finance companies for me, even though my scores weren't, where we wanted them to be. They still were able to approve us.
Oh, they did. Okay. All right. And those, yeah. you're speaking of the two trucks that you already have?
Two trucks and two trailers, yes.
Two trucks and two trailers. Those were both approved on your name. Okay.
They were basically looking at the equipment. Being that it's an income-producing equipment to be able to take care of itself.
Sure. I gotcha. All right. Now, what type of hauling do you guys do? Like, what?
general freight. We have 53-foot reefer trailers, so produce, frozen goods, even some dry goods.
Okay. Is that all within the state of North Carolina, or how far do you go?
No. We can go all over the United States, but where we've ran is all the way from the top of Maine all the way down to the bottom of Florida.
Oh, I gotcha. Or East Coast, okay.
All East Coast.
All right. And then how about, do you have any other, in addition to the equipment financing loans, do you have any other business loans or working capital or anything like that?
No other business loans, no.
No, okay. Okay, that keeps our options pretty open here. All right. And have you looked into financing for the new trucks yet at all?
Oh, yes. We have one company that approved us for the new trucks. But when I saw this in the mail, I wanted to see what you all were doing.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Now, on the approval, was it what type of terms did they give you? Was it how long? Was it monthly payments? What did it look like?
This monthly payments, I'm not sure. I don't have that in front of me. I'm not sure, but that was actually through the same finance person, but I don't think it was the same company that financed our second truck.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, just trying to get an idea of what type of feedback you've been getting, because I don't want to go for one route if we already know it's not a possibility. But from what I'm hearing, we got a few different options we can work with to get something in line. Now, for the two new trucks, the Kenworth and the Freightliner, I understand you want to do both of them. But if it came down to only getting one, would one be more important
than
the other?
Yes.
Okay. All right, perfect. That keeps a lot of things open for us here now, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I think, the next step is to, get you approved and see exactly what you qualify for. We can do it pretty quickly. It usually takes anywhere from 24 to 48 hours. And then from there, we'll get a clear picture of what's available, give you a couple options of what makes the most sense, and see if it does make sense for you guys, and we can go ahead and go forward. In order to do that, I would just need an application, 6 months of your most recent bank statements. Do you guys have 6 months of bank statements?
We actually use EFS now that we've been introduced to it since January, but we do have bank statements prior to that. We get paid by factoring, and so it's directly deposited onto an EFS card. Is actually what we use to get the second truck.
Okay.
Printouts of it's like a bank. We can write checks off of it. But it just makes it easier for our drivers to be able to get fuel.
Sure.
Immediately get familiar.
Okay. Now, do you get a monthly statement for that?
Yes. Well, we have access to the statements at any given time. So it's daily. We get paid daily with that. Every time a load is completed, we get paid. And so I can get a statement at any given time. I have access to print up what we've done since the beginning of starting factoring with them.
Okay. Okay. So, yeah, let's do send the bank statements that you used before that, and then if you can send me statements from when you started the EFS, and we'll work off of that. So I would need that, those two things with the application. Let me see what else we have, and then just a ballpark quote on the trucks, if you don't have a quarter invoice, we can just go with the estimated cost right now and circle back and get the actual quotes a little later. But the first step would just simply be to get you qualified. So let's go ahead, do the application, take a look at the bank statements and the EFS statements, and go from there. What I'll do is I'll put together an email for you right now with the application. And then a list of what I would need from you. So as soon as you get that back into me, like I said, it takes about 24 or 48 hours to get you an answer with some options to choose from.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm out right now. I get back to the house, in the home office, we'll go ahead and send it back to you.
Okay, sounds good. I'll send it out to you right now, and I'll be looking for it maybe, do you think later on today? Was that in the cards? Okay. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, about an hour to an hour and a half.
Okay, excellent. I'll send it to you now, and I'll be on the lookout for it. Did you have any other questions for me before you let me go?
Not right now. I saw your options of unsecured. I don't know if you all do credit card for business. I know it was three different things. It was secured, unsecured, and something else.
Yeah.
Working capital.
Yeah, the working capital is the unsecured cash. The secured is going to be loans for equipment, so, you know, something that has collateral, so like the trucks. What I see us doing, we do have lines of credit too, but to be honest with you, it's really only available for high-end credit scores, so it's probably not in the cards at this point. But what I see us doing is let's shoot for the secured on the equipment. Because it's always the first option. It can go 2 to 5 years. Now that is going to be credit is going to be a factor in it. So if we do run into some trouble getting approved for that, we can still always do the working capital, which is unsecured. And that was what I was talking about with it not being so much based on credit. So we would still be able to get you cash if you don't qualify for just the straight up equipment financing. So we have a few options.
Okay.
We'll go forward, see what you qualify for, and then pick the best out of it and whichever one makes the most sense for you.
Okay.
Sound good?
Sounds great, Sam.
All right, perfect. Well, I will send you that email right now, and I'll be looking for the response a little later today, and we'll be talking shortly.
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks, Lima.
Bye-bye.